morning, everybody. Wednesday morning. Steve's thought for the day as we focus this week on the Spirit. Let me read, if you're a Christian, familiar verses from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." This is traditionally what is recognised as effectively the birth of what we know as the Christian church. It's the time of Pentecost. That means it was 50 days after the celebration of Passover. And the thinking is that Pentecost was the best attended festival, the most popular, because of the time of year and travel being a bit easier. So that meant that the city was jam-cram full, very cosmopolitan, very mixed in creed and culture. Prior to this, these disciples had already been told by Jesus that something was going to happen. He didn't give them detail, but in Luke 24, he tells them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of my Father. Only a chapter before, in Acts chapter 1, he said, "You will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you." There's an expectation. There's something going to happen, but nobody knows exactly the details. So they gathered in this upper room and this wind begins to blow. That wind is often significant in the Bible of representing the Holy Spirit, and they can hear this wind blowing, and then individually these tongues of fire come to rest on each of them, and they begin to speak in what we often refer to as tongues. But in the reading that we've just had, I just find this fascinating, that in this very cosmopolitan crowd of people who could hear this going on, all the different languages are hearing God declared in their own tongue and language. Quite often people say that when the Holy Spirit comes, they're a bit nervous about it because it might be a bit weird, a bit strange. I've often said that if you read this, the Holy Spirit comes and makes these disciples even more relevant because people are hearing the gospel in language and terms that they understand. That's as relevant as it gets. And so I urge you on this Wednesday morning in this thought for the day, a couple of things really. Number one, invite the Holy Spirit in and prepare yourself for the encounter that that might bring to you. But one thing that it will do, based on what I've just read, is it will make you relevant to people around. They will hear the wonders of God in terms and language that they understand. But the thing I want to close with is this thought. Don't have the experience and miss the meaning. I would say that about all that we're going through in lockdown with coronavirus. There's an experience going on that none of us have been through before. Don't just have the experience and be able to look back in history, but get the meaning. Have the experience, but don't miss the meaning. have the experience of the Holy Spirit coming upon you, but don't miss the meaning of him making you relevant to communicate the wonders of God to people around who will get it, like these guys did. Father, we thank you this morning for the incredible ability and power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us today, we pray. We want the word of life that is the message of the gospel to be heard by the millions and millions of people across this planet. Speak your word through us. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Make a great Wednesday. Carpe diem.